I'm Greg, and I want to grumble about the possums that kept me awake on a bushwalk recently. Now, you would think that after a week holiday in spectacular Tasmanian mountain wilderness and among beautiful gardens, I would have little to grumble about. But every bushwalker has experience or has heard the stories of possums that get into huts, rip through tents or backpacks, or even learn how to use zippers, and eat into the walker's food supplies. The first night, on a high Tasmanian plateau, it was paddy melons sidling up to the tent in search of food. And on the second night, possums made regular attempts to get into this historic but crude hut. The third night, we were camped in a spectacular spot by a mountain lake, but as the sun set, another possum poked its head out of the dead tree next to our campsite. It didn't take long for it to be on, and this was no timid wild creature. Unable to shoo it away by shouting and banging on the tent, and with throwing things at it, providing only very temporary relief, at 1 a.m. we tried hanging the food bag on a stretch rope from the limb of a tree. There was some rest, but after a few hours the possum was back on the bag, noisily nosing through the rubbish at the top. I got up, grabbed my walking stick, and poked the possum away, but only as far as the ground where it circled back to have another go at the food. I swung the stick to frighten it, but to no avail. In hindsight, with a torchlight in its eyes, the poor nocturnal creature was probably blinded, and it was only when the stick hit him that he took flight. Curiously, I've now gendered the possum. Why, I have no idea. Anyway, I was horrified. How did a vegetarian respecter of animal rights so quickly move to violence against a native animal in its own habitat? Sure, I was tired. I had a right to a night's sleep, and I'd worked hard to carry the food there. Although in reality there was actually plenty of food. And though we were on his patch, I was also steeped in the folklore demonising the other, and angry that he'd refused to leave us alone or be dissuaded by warnings and gentler methods of persuasion. Force was necessary. Sound familiar? Yet again, I find myself talking about the processes of colonisation. I'm Greg, I'm grumbling. So run, rabbit, run.